Here's Jesus in the bathroom when the girls have gone. The books crawl up the windows. On the floor, there's towels. And left out on the table, there's the rolls of film which Jesus finds for photographing trees he likes. A talcum smell obliterates the smell of smoke and hasn't cleared when, sometime later, Jesus grabs a good whiskey, puts aside his grown books and, pausing at the window on the way downstairs, rehearses looking louche or gauche, woozy or glum. You never know to look at him how good he feels. His den was damp and dusty, and his hair uncut. His eyes like dried up fishes in his dried up face. The thing that bothers Jesus as he reaches for the wall phone and reiterates in whispers that, okay, I'll be right over, and that, really, no, that's not a problem, is how little he's convinced by what he's saying anymore. Sometimes it's like the less he speaks, the less he feels the need to speak. Sometimes a cloud obscures his mind. Sometimes, he says, it's how we love that makes the things we think so sad. The phone goes, it's for Jesus. Jesus says these words, which in shock down the phone lines like disgruntled bugs. His voice feels hoarse and hard and loose, and when he's done, he stays up watching reruns with the sound switched light. Here's Jesus late last summer, when he shows up at the beach club, where the gin's rough, and the wine's rough, and the slow things at the band place fill your head with fudge. If Jesus gets the notion to sit in and jam, probably better split and you'll be there all night, because when Jesus blows harmonica, it's like his mind got loose and let some drumming, drawing thought come rumbling from the reaches of the universe so almost abruptly that it gets in the way of where he's at and leaves him tired and tense and bored. Most days he stays home, slumped on a couch, slugging on a rolling manor, wondering what he's in for next.